To Matan Torah, we're in Perek Yutet. We had just said to figure at the end of Pasuk Gimel, we had talked about last week the machlokas between the Ramban and Ibn Ezra about did Moshe Allah El Ha Elokim El Har Elokim before the Vayikra? Could he possibly have gone before up? What was the Kriya? Did he go before? Is it out of order? The machlokas between the Ramban and Ibn Ezra. Today we want to focus on Ko Tomar LeBeit Yaakov V'Taged LeBnei Yisrael. We mentioned the question last time, which is number one, what is Amirah as opposed to Haggadah? We're going to do it again. And we're not, but I'm going to explain something different. And number two, the difference between Beit Yaakov and Bnei Yisrael. So the first piece, what's the difference between Amirah and Haggadah? So we saw already Rabbeinu Bachai, but also Rashi quotes the idea that what we've been taught throughout Chazal is that Amirah is Lashon Raka, soft language, versus Lebnei Yisrael was done in a hard language to Bnei Yisrael. And the question is, what does that mean, Lashon Raka versus Zcharim? Again, it talks about, on a certain level, this hints to possibly the difference of the role of Talmud Torah for men and for women also. Okay? Meaning, what is Lashon Raka? Is when you're teaching to women, you talk softly versus, you know, your Midakik Baruch Shem.
Speak to your Hakotel voice.
Uh-huh. No. Now, the... I think it's a very hard idea because we see in Eila HaDivarim, Asher Diber Moshe, the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, it's Dibur. And we know that Sefer Dvarim at the beginning is what, ladies? It's about tochacha, right? So people talk about it, it's lashon kashe. It's hard, right? However, if you go, I think, to two different approaches. One approach is the Pachad Yitzchak's approach. Rav Yitzchak Kuttner gives an approach to say, when we're talking about Matan Torah, we have different levels. We have the level of when it's dibur kashe, and when it's lashon raka, which means to understand in depth what does Dibur as opposed to Amirah mean? We have the concept that the world was created with Asara Ma'amarot, 10 statements. Versus we know we have, when we talk about Torah, it's the Aseret Hadibrot. And the question is, what's the difference? And we know that to get to the Aseret Hadibrot, which is very much connected to the next part of the Pasuk, of Atem Re'item Asher Asiti L'Mitzrayim, is the Aseret Ha'ma'kot. So what is the relationship between Aseret HaMa'amarot through the Aseret HaMakot to the Aseret HaDibrot? Okay? Now we know that there's a connection because we know that the whole world was created for Torah, that Hashem said, I'm creating the Aseret HaMa'amarot on condition that Am Yisrael is going to accept the Torah. And that's why it says, Yom HaShishi. Right, the day that when Adam is created, that we're going to be able to accept, right, the sixth day of Sivan, right, of Am Yisrael accepting the Torah. It's all connected to that. If we didn't accept the Torah, the world will go back to Tohu Vavohu. There's some sort of intrinsic connection between the Aseret HaMa'amarot to the Aseret HaDibrot. Amirah, Rav Hutner explains, is soft language. What does soft language mean? We know that that Hashem created the world with Chesed. Olam Chesed Yibaneh. And we say every single Shabbat in Tefillah, Ki Li Olam Chasdo, Ki Li Olam Chasdo, Ki Li Olam Chasdo. You know what I'm talking about? I have to say it 23 more times. Because that's how many Ki Li Olam Chasdos we say every single Shabbat morning. How much is that? 23 plus 3 is 26 times. 26 Ki Li Olam Chasdos, the Mishnah, or the Gemara, I don't remember, in Arve Pesachim, that explains that till the Torah was given, everything was done as fish because of Hashem's chesed. Only, sounds very difficult, but when Torah was given, what? Chesed stopped? What does that mean? What does that mean?
Oh,
she already says the whole bit. That's why she's Shimrit.
Yeah.
Shimrit says the deep shot. Amirah bin Lashon Raka is chesed. What's the chesed? Chesed is I'm giving you, giving you, giving you, giving you. So on one level, that's a tremendous chesed. Even if you don't deserve it. Giving you, giving you, giving you, giving you, because I love you, I give you, give you, give you, give you, give you, give you. It's like the concept when you go into a candy store, right? When you're a little kid, and the store owner says, you know, you go and you're so happy to pay, and the store owner says, it's on me. Right? And then you come the second time, and that's exactly you're like, yeah. And you come back, and he says, it's on me. You're like, yeah. And then you come a third time, and he gives it to you free. You're like, yeah, yeah. And then you start getting used to it. And then all of a sudden, at a certain point, he says, that will be $10. You know, for that big, big, humongous chocolate bar. Right? What do you mean? Until now, it's been free. What's the problem? Don't you love me anymore? The answer is what? The answer is, when you're at a certain point, you keep giving, giving, giving. But at a certain point, the chisaron in just the giving is that the person's not earning it. The person's not developing themselves. And the dibrot is the ability to what? Is the kasheh part. The kasheh part is you becoming, in the Hebrew language, dabar. Dabar is a what? Is a leader. Right? The idea of being able to develop yourself and not just being given to you. And that's what happened. The kili olam chasdo, kili olam chasdo. It's not that the chesed changed. It just transitioned. It's a deeper level of chesed from a world of pure chesed to a world of mishpat. To a world that you have to what? Earn. You have to earn that relationship towards Torah. And that transition happened through the Aseret HaMakot. Through the Aseret HaMakot, there was that transition that happened. This could be hinted to.
You're saying that men are the only ones that
No. This could be hinted to in the whole concept where the concept of Limud Torah, where in purest sense we know that Zvilimaretem Otam Et Bineichem, according to the Beit HaLevi, that women are exempt from Talmud Torah. We know that women are chayavot in their dinim. Okay? Now, what I wanted to say is this concept that Blashon Rakah is, on one level, that's what the simple pshat, that women, at least on one level, were chayav for sure. Okay? We could talk about the development of how, in principle, about women being chayavot and learning Gemara, etc. But in its simple pshat, that for sure the Beit Yaakov and Lashon Rakah is that women were chayavot in the Dvarim Pshutim, for sure. Not saying the concept of intelligence now. Just saying in the simple idea of Lashon Rakah, not being in soft language, but it's hinting to the concept of women, if they're chayavot in Talmud Torah, it was only within the dinim that they were chayavot. As opposed to the Tagel of Bnei Yisrael, was much more in the Torah Shebaal Peh, if you will, of the exactitude, which really is very, very difficult. The other way to present it, besides what we'll see from the Malbim, is I believe it also represents it could be even the different missions between men and women also, is that Rav Soloveitchik talked about the two different types of Torat Avicha and Torat Imecha, Shema Bini, Musar Avicha, Altitosh Torati Mecha. One was called the Musar Avicha. This was the concept of the dikduk, the discipline of the acute learning that a father has to teach his son. Versus the Torati Mecha, that is the concept. Not that it's a whole machloket, right? Me'ikra, then a woman doesn't have to teach her daughter Torah. There's even a discussion about a woman being mechanech, which is more hard to believe. Whether women are ptirot from chinuch. But very much the Lashon Rakah could very much be the chochmat nashim banta beita of creating that experiential experience of being able to be davek to Hashem, building a home, of having that mesorah, having that feeling of understanding what it means to be an Eved Hashem, which doesn't always come through the methodology, through the acute learning. But it's really that combination of having that effective idea of Lashon Rakah, not in soft, but in more being able, what the Gemara says, that man, what's the idea of Kabeda Tevicha Ve'et Imecha? It says, Ish Imo Ve'aviv Tiro Ve'et Shabtotai Tishmoro Ani Hashem. Okay, by Tira, by Yira, which is first? The mother is first. Right? Why? Because it's more natural, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, why do I fear my father? Not because we're afraid of the belt, chas v'shalom, but it's the fear from the learning, fear from the Torah of what we're talking about here, of the Vitagel of Bnei Yisrael, and therefore the Torah has to go out of its way, says the Gemara, and switch the order, make sure that by the Ima you have that Yirah. By the Kavod, what does it say? Kabeid et Avicha et Imecha. Why? The Gemara says because the mother is Mishtad lo bidvarim. Exactly what we're saying here about Lashon Rakah. A woman knows to be able to properly be speaking to their children, to create that environment of what it means to have a house of Yirat Shamayim, a house of Chesed, a house full of understanding what it means to properly make Avodat Hashem and Yirat Hashem a prime value within the home. This possibly could be hinted to, again, the two different models, both about the one level of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and even more so in this dual, both important vision of how you build the home, both of Beit Yaakov and Bnei Yisrael. Before we say the Malbim, somebody wanted, Ms. Shimrit, you had something to say? Or Tamara, I don't remember who
was
saying
what. No, it was me.
Okay.
But doesn't,
Ben Azai says in the...
He disagreed with that.
Right, he definitely disagreed with it, but La Halakha, Ben Azai was not accepted La Halakha. Okay? If you want, we're not going to give a... If you want, I gave a share this week on Women in Talmud Torah. I'm happy for you, for me to send it to you and give you the sources on that. Happy. B'simcha. Bli Neder, I'll send it to you after the share. Okay? If you look, well, you're not going to be able to look because you don't have it. Elisha, the email's working, I'm sending to you right now. The Malbim. I want to do the Malbim, who talks about Kotomar the Beit Yaakov Tagev in Israel. Okay, so if you look at it, the Malbim.
We did
not do the Beit HaLevi. We skipped the Beit HaLevi.
The
Malbim says as follows. Kol Tomar LeBeit Yaakov V'Taged Bnei Yisrael. I'm in the middle of the Malbim, Perek Yotet Pasuk Gimel. Yesh Hevdel Bin Amiro V'in Haggadah, like we just said. He says the difference is, Shehaggadah Hi Magilo Davar Chadash Nifla Mimenu V'Nodal Al Yedei HaMagid. The Magid, as we know, as we talk about in the Pesach Seder, HaMagid is something that's Chadash, it's something that's exciting, right? V'inyan Shenachutz Lo L'Dato, something that you need to know. Everything that you say. Okay, but I want to say the next part. Ben Beit Yaakov Ben Bnei Yisrael. Why? What's the difference in Beit Yaakov and Bnei Yisrael? Says the Malbim. Shekamoshe Yaakov Horesh Shem Yaakov Al Shem Haleida. Yaakov was his birth name. And when did we get Israel? Tzien Sham Ha. Right, Shem Yisrael is this amazing name when he got after he sparred and fought with the Malach Shasari Ima Malach. That's why he's called Yisrael. Ki Sarita Im Elohim V'Imanashim V'Tuchal. And what happened as a result of that? He transcended his nature to the supernatural. Kain Panav HaHamonim. The Amcha, as we are called B'Shem Yaakov. Versus the leaders of Gdolei HaUmah, or the Am, which are leading and being able to transcend their nature, they're called Israel. Therefore, says the Malbim, Tzivau sheyomar leBeit Yaakov. He says, say to the Beit Yaakov, not necessarily women. Beit Yaakov are the Amcha. Shem HaAmon Dvarim Kalim Shuti. Make sure this is a lesson in Chinuch. Right? Teach the Beit Yaakov what they can understand. V'shiyagei the Bnei Yisrael, who are the Gedolim, the Zikneihem, tell them the Dvarim Gedolim Chadashim. And that's why when the Pasuk says, V'ata Yisrael Avdi Yaakov Hashem Bechartich. Two different madrigot. Mitzar HaBechira. As we're going to see, Hashem chose Am Yisrael, even if they're not doing Avodah Ma'asim Tovim, even not through the ma'asim. Okay? Even if they're not an eved al yidei ma'asav. But second madriga, mishu eved Hashem, v'roi lamo lefanav mitzad avodato. Hashem bachar bezera Yaakov, Hashem chose Zera Yaakov mitzad ha-bechira, even in the Hamon. Shenemar b'shem Yaakov v'lo avdu. This is what it means. Yaakov asher b'charticha. That's the end of the pasuk. And afterwards he also said as what? Shem Yisrael v'ata Yisrael avdi. So two parts of the pasuk. Because you have to know that even the amcha, very, very important, which leads into this. Okay, leads into the next part, which we're going to get to also, but he's already hinting to, that the Am Yisrael, as we know what the Zohar says, it's Sibur, Sadikim, Beinonim, and Rishayim, together. And what he's quoting from this Pasuk, he's telling us that not only a Chinuch lesson of being able to know who you're talking to, but also the message. One second. According to Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Perek Memalav Pasuchet, Vata Yisrael Avdi Yaakov Asher Becharticha Zera Avraham Oavid. So number one is that you are Yaakov Asher Becharticha Zera Avraham Oavid. That's the Beit Yaakov. That you have to teach them and understand the Amcha. You have to understand they can't maybe understand all the different Pshatim in depth. And then you also have Vata Yisrael Avdi, the ones who are being Oved Hashem and their ma'asim tovim. This leads into the next pasuk. Atem re'item. Asher asiti l'mitzrayim. Va'esa etchem al kanfei nesharim. Va'avi etchem elai. Three parts to the pasuk.
Wait. Are you saying that the
conclusion
of the other thing was that one of them is for basic, one of them is for complicated?
Correct. And that's why it's called in Yaakov. It said that's the basic al shem leida. So tell them simple tomar. Tell them simple things. And Hashem. And therefore, and that's why the pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Memalav Pasuchet talks about Yisrael Avdi on one hand, and Yaakov Asher Becharticha. Just because you're Zera Avram Avi, I love you, I choose you, even if you're not doing what we would call being observant. Right? You're still loved by HaKadosh Baruch.
Yeah, so, I'm going to sound really feminist here, but so basically the women are considered more basic.
Yeah, but this is a
different perush, I said. Don't try to make me anti.
Okay. Sorry, no,
right?
No,
it's not what I'm doing.
I was confused. Okay,
no problem.
Who said that perush that I'm confused?
That what? That it's talking about women?
More basic and more complicated.
That the Mechilta, the Alach Midrash, and Rashi quotes also from the Gemara in Shabbat. Now we gave two different interpretations what that might mean, right? We quoted from the Pachad Yitzchak in Pesach Ma'amar 46, 47, and 48. I said it to you b'kitzur, and also the model of two types of Misora, Torat Avicha and Torat Imecha. Atem re'item asher asiti the Mitzrayim va'asa etchem al kanfei nesharim va'avi etchem elai. We're going to have to talk about this next time since we're already out of time. We're going to talk about what is this introduction. You saw what I did to Mitzrayim. Why do I need that as an introduction here? What is this introduction? That's question number one. Number two, va'asa etchem al kanfei nesharim. I carry you on the wings of eagles. Why is that important? Why Nisharim? What is the message that I carried you on the wings of eagles? Why the eagle and what's the message?
Because eagles... Can I go into nature here?
Yes, you could. We will talk about it next time. Vavi etchem elai on Sunday. Right? Sunday?
Yeah.
We have school. We have shiur on Sunday, right?
Good. And you're finally being on your building.
And the who, where?
What?